Praise the Lord Jesus. This is Thurman Scrivener again today with the Living Savior Ministries. Let's come to the Heavenly Father. Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the God of Gods, I praise you and thank you and worship you, Lord, for all the mighty things that you've done for me, the mighty testimonies that we have to share because you're the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And today, Lord, I give you all the praise and the glory and the honor as I tell over these airways the mighty things that you have done and how you have done them so that others in the body of Christ will understand how to get their prayers answered and how to walk in obedience to your word. And may you be blessed. May we be blessed and may you bless us in everything we do in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. All right, today I'm still talking about testimonies. This whole week I've talked about testimonies and had some people on the show this week. So today I want to tell you about another magnificent testimony of a little lady. Again, this lady worked out here. She used to work out here. She has since retired. But at the time, this happened about 5.5 years ago, I guess. A little lady by the name of Edith. She was a 64-year-old woman at the time, and she was one of our cafeteria cooks. And she was just a precious little lady. She loved Jesus, but she went to a traditional church where she never saw any healings or deliverances, where she was just taught just the normal soft and fluffy things from the Word of God. Never really learned how to get her prayers answered or never saw God do any mighty miracles. But anyway, as she walked into the cafeteria one morning, I saw both arms was wrapped up. And I asked her, I said, Edith, what is wrong with you? And she said, oh, Mr. Scrivener, I've got carpal tunnel in both arms. And I said, well, what can they do about it? And, of course, she was standing in the doorway to the cafeteria, and I was sitting right in the middle of a cafeteria, and there was probably 30 or 40 people in there. The cafeteria will hold about 70 people. So I was sitting there, and she said, well, at my age, they can't do anything about it. She said, I'm 64 years old. She said, I've got to work one more year before I can retire at 65. So she said, they just give me a bunch of medication to take, and she said, I'm so dizzy from all this medication, I can hardly work. And I said, well, how would you like for Jesus to heal you? Well, she said, I would love for Jesus to heal me. I said, Jesus wants to heal you. I said, all he needs is a person of faith to pray for you and to lay hands on you, and he will heal you. I said, why don't you come over here to my table? So this lovely little 64-year-old lady walked over to my table. I was sitting right in the middle of the cafeteria. And, of course, it got very quiet in the cafeteria because nobody had ever heard anybody talk like this in the cafeteria or anywhere else around this place. So, anyway, I just reached up as she walked up to my table. I said, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, it's written in your word. It is written in your word. You said, lay hands on the sick and they will recover. You wrote that for me in Mark chapter 16, verse 18. So I said, Father, I've got my hands laying on her arm, so I ask you to reach down from heaven, Father, in the name of Jesus, and do a complete healing on this woman from the top of her head to the bottom of her feet. And I want to thank you for doing it, Father, in Jesus' name. I said, now, Edith, it's done. And instantly, the Lord reached down and healed her carpal tunnel. All of her dizziness was gone, and her arms, her pain in her arms went away. And this woman began to dance and praise God right there in the cafeteria. She was so happy at what the Lord had done for her. Well, there were several people saw that, and that was kind of a unique thing. Most people have never seen the Lord do a great and mighty thing like that. Only you read about it in the book of Acts. What I've learned, the book of Acts is still going on. If you have faith and believe God, he's still doing the same things he was 2,000 years ago because he... In the book of Hebrews, he clearly tells us he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Only we have changed. We just don't believe him anymore. So anyway, as she was praising the Lord and everything, the Lord healed her carpal tunnel and in both arms. And the next week, she went back to the doctor for a normal appointment, and they checked her again and said they don't understand what happened. Don't understand how they made a misdiagnosis, but there was not anything wrong with her wrist. They were perfectly normal. So they released her, and she was, of course, continuing to work. And about 3 months came and went. This little lovely 64-year-old lady walked down into my office one morning and said, Mr. Scrivener, do you remember the exact words you used when you prayed for me whenever you pray for me in a cafeteria? I said, no, ma'am, I do not. She said, this is what you said. She said, you said, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, do a complete healing on this woman from the top of her head to the bottom of her feet. I said, well, Edith, what difference does it make? I said, Jesus healed you that day. She said, no, sir, you don't understand. I'd had a hernia for a long, long time, and I noticed recently that the hernia has gone away. So she said, I went to the doctor this last week for a physical, and he checked me, and the results came back. Not one single thing wrong with me from the top of my head to the bottom of my feet. She said, I had several other things wrong with me, and I have a complete clean bill of health. So this lovely lady, she retired a year later and went out into the retirement force. But we have retirement parties and or actually meals and so forth for our employees about once every 6 months. And she comes every 6 months. And I see her quite often today. Today the lady is almost 70 years old today. The other day when I saw her, only a few months ago, I asked her how she was doing, and she said, I am doing absolutely wonderful, Thurman. She said, I am in better physical shape today than I was when I was 50 years old. She said, I feel so good, and I can do anything I want to do. She said, I just want to praise the Lord Jesus for his mighty healing power. And she said, I give testimonies every once in a while in my church to give glory to God for what he did for me. Well, now, folks, that's what God wants to do for all of us. If we'll just believe him, he's such a great and awesome Lord. Now, I might tell you one right here in this same place that happened just about 2-3 months ago. There's been so many wonderful things the Lord has done for me. But again, since I'm talking about a cafeteria lady, we had another cafeteria lady here that has moved into that position, a middle-aged lady, just a precious Spanish lady. And the other afternoon, about 5 o'clock, I was coming back from the receiving area up front of the building, and I heard a woman screaming. So I hurried up and come running back toward the hot food sections, and there was a lady, this lady Edelina, and she was having a tremendous problem with, she was burned, she had slipped, and we have a great big commercial oven there, and the door opens fairly high, way above your waist, way above your waist. And she had been taking these big sheet pans of food out of there, and when she turned to take one out, her foot slipped, and that big door that was down was probably still 250, 300 degrees. At least it was a steel door, very hot on the inside. And as she slipped, her arm fell on that door. And as she caught herself by falling on her arm, falling on that door, of course, she immediately picked herself up and got off of there as quickly as possible, but still it had blistered and burned severely the bottom side of her right arm, probably a 6-8, maybe longer, 8-inch, 2-inch wide burn all over the bottom of her right arm, because she had absolutely nothing on that arm, had on short sleeves, so she was burned very, very bad there. Well, she was screaming and hollering, and one of the other cooks walked up to her. They began to put cold water on her and all kinds of things, trying to cool it. Well, I walked up to them, and of course I walked up to her left arm, and I put my right arm on her, and when I did, I began to quote the scriptures. What I said was in Isaiah 53:4, the Word of God declares that Jesus bore your pain, so you don't have to bear it. Then I said in Mark chapter 16, verse 18, Jesus said, lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. I said, Father, thank you for your word, which is forever settled in heaven, which cannot be broken. So thank you, Father, for doing a supernatural healing on this lady. I turned to them and said, as I took my hands off of her left arm, I said, I guarantee you will get a supernatural healing from the King, because he loves you. And I said, he moves by faith. So I did this all by faith in God's word. And I turned and walked off and left them. As I walked off and left them, within about 30 minutes or so, her pain was gone. And so she was up in the cafeteria by 6 o'clock serving the evening meal. She still had the big burn. The big blister was on her arm, but there was no pain. The pain had all gone away. One of my lead mechanics on the afternoon evening shift came in and saw this, and he saw this big blister, and he said, "My goodness, Adelina, you need to go to the doctor." She said, "Well, it's not hurting, so I'll probably go tomorrow." Well, she got home that night, and her husband saw it, and he wanted to take her to emergency right then. And she said, "No, we'll wait and go in the morning because I have no pain." So in the morning, when she woke up, there was absolutely not a mark on her arm. No blister, no redness, no nothing. Her arm was completely healed overnight in a matter of 7 or 8 hours. So the next day when she came back to work, one of the cooks there that had saw this had helped doctor her. Whenever she came in, she said, "Adelina, how is your arm?" And whenever she walked over and said, "Look," she looked at her arm, and there was absolutely not a sign of a mark, a burn, a blister. You could never tell her arm had ever been damaged. This other cook just screamed. She said, "Another answer to prayer. Look what the Lord Jesus has done for you. He has healed your arm." This lady, she says, "Don't you think maybe it was just the cool air that healed my arm so quickly?" This lady said, "Give me a break. A blister and a burn like that, there is no salve, no cool air, no nothing that can heal a blister that was burned, like an arm that was blistered and burned as bad as yours was that quick." Said, "You have had a supernatural healing from the Lord." Well, all I had done was absolutely taken the Word of God, quoted the Word of God. Now remember, that's the most important thing after you walk holy before the Lord with all your sins confessed, is to remember it is written. The Word of God is forever settled in heaven. It cannot be broken. So when you do that, you must believe with no doubt. So you can't say, "Let's try this, we hope it'll work." You have to say, "It is done. Thank you, Father, because it is written in your word," and then get up and go and believe God. Praise his holy name. I'd like to invite you to give us a call at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. For any kind of audio and video tapes on these teachings and on these testimonies, I have many of them filmed. I'll be happy to send them to you. I'd also like to invite you to go to the web. We're at www.tlsm.org. We have all of our audio and videos listed there, or many of them, not all of them, but many. And you can get to us for an email there. Also, I'd like to invite you to our church on Sunday afternoon at 2 p.m. at 10921 Shady Trail in North Dallas. And also, I'd like to invite you to my healing school the second Saturday of every month at 737 Treadwell Drive in Hearst, Texas. We start at 1 p.m. the second Saturday of every month. Praise the Lord Jesus Christ.